Look at all this business we got, Florida. Everything's going along just right. Won't be long before we have our own store.
Well, it can't be too soon. I'm getting a little bit nervous, James, with all this secrecy. It's like selling booze during Prohibition. Only instead of a speakeasy, we got a fixeasy.
Yeah, that's the right signal. Get that one.
Hey, Daddy, we got some more things for you to fix.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, we're doing so much door-to-door business, we're leaving the Avon lady in the dust.
Yeah, I got an egg beater from Mrs. Watson on the 6th floor and an iron from Mrs. Stateman on the 3rd.
All right.
And from the 10th floor, Mr. Garrett's alarm clock. He says he wants it back by Wednesday so he can get up on time to collect his unemployment insurance.
You didn't run into Mr. Bookman, did you?
We did, but he didn't suspect nothing.
Won't be long before we'll be able to afford our own pickup service.
And wait a minute, Dad. That ain't all I got for you to fix.
Where in the world did you get that?
From old Mrs. Vincent. She says our heating pad doesn't heat up like it used to.
Neither does old Mrs. Vincent.
I get it.
Wait, wait, wait! That's the wrong signal!
Yeah, cover this stuff up. Yeah, just a minute, just a minute.
Michael! What's the wrong signal?
Mama, it's hard to remember the right signal when you gotta go to the bathroom.
Let's play the duck and get back to action. Looks like Mr. Fixie's got a roll going here.
James, you look tired. Between this and that job down at Brady's, you must be worn out. Honey, why don't you take a little rest?
After a while, baby. I got a pile of stuff here to finish, and it don't pay to miss a promised delivery date.
I wish the store had missed the delivery date on Thelma.
Yeah? Well, it sure missed yours. You was delivered by a buzzard.
A buzzard? You got some nerve, your ostrich head.
All right. All right now, all right now. Didn't I say all right?
What? I'm sorry, Dad. What can the son of Evans and Son do to help Evans?
Well, you can deliver that toaster to Mrs. Jackson.
Okay, we're gonna have a slight problem, Dad.
How come?
I can't put this under my hat.
Well, put it in a shopping bag, JJ. And don't forget, Mrs. Jackson is on our easy payment plan. One half on delivery and 50 cents a week, okay?
You know, Daddy, we should get rid of those receipt pads so that when you deliver things to people, they can sign for them.
Oh, we get around to that, Michael. We ain't got quite that organized yet.
That's all right. You can get it, JJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that knock is getting so popular, pretty soon it's gonna be in the top 40. If you want this stuff repaired right, bring it to the father of kid Dynamite! I didn't say repair. What I said was upstairs. Au contraire.
No need for anybody to get upset. I just wanted to find out if the Evans family was doing fine. Hey, what have we got here?
Oh, I just picked the right curtain on Let's Make a Deal.
Hey, man, you know me. I don't like to make trouble. You know, I'm on your side all the way. However, it clearly states in Clause 11 that it's unlawful to use these premises for commercial purposes.
Well, what you want now, man? We fresh out of biscuits, balloon belly.
I don't want anything. I come here to give you something.
To give us something?
Yeah, I have a few things that need some minor repairs, a tea kettle, an iron.
And if I don't?
Do you know how cold it gets in the park this time of
year? Yeah, bring them in.
Hey, it's nice of you to make the offer. Hey, boy, I always said you guys are nice tenants.
Get on.
Honey, we're being taken.
I know that, baby, but don't worry about it. I can handle him. We come too far to be stopped by that ham hock.
James? James?
Morning, baby.
Honey, didn't you get any sleep?
No, baby. I got a pile of stuff here to finish for Fatback Bookman. Seems like as soon as I finish one pile of stuff, he brings in another one.
An iron and a tea kettle, huh? James, he is wearing you down. He brought you everything he got. Now he's got you fixing things for his relatives.
Yeah, you're right, baby. I'm so busy working on this stuff, I ain't even got time to take care of my paying customers. Damn!
Hey, what's going on here?
Sorry, kids, I didn't mean to wake y'all up.
Oh, that's all right. The chick I was dreaming about was getting away anyway.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Your daddy is overworked. That's what's going on. Mr. Bookman brought another load of stuff in here last night. Oh, James, you can't keep going on like this. You're falling off your feet.
Yeah, I know, baby. But how much more stuff can he bring in here? He got to run out of relatives sometime.
Well, I guess he has discovered a couple of long-lost uncles.
Well, this is it this time. Yes, sir. This is the final score. I've had it with this guy. I'm gonna tell this bookman exactly where to get off. This old jive-time turkey, blood-sucking us like that. This is gonna be it for him.
Hello, Mr. Bookman. How you doing?
Morning! Morning! Hey, partner, I brought you some more stuff.
You must have one hell of a big family, huh, partner?
This ain't family. I told all of my friends about the good work you've been doing. I'm gonna bring some more later.
Now, hold it, Buckman. That rips it. You find yourself another donkey, because I ain't dealing with you no more, man. And I mean that, no more.
Hey, wait a minute, Evans.
Now, you wait a minute, hoghead. See, I can see what kind of dude you are. You ain't gonna be satisfied trying to fix everything that's broke in Chicago, including Mayor Daley's electric toothbrush. You know, plus I got the feeling you're lying in your pockets with my work.
Hey, that's a terrible thing to accuse me of.
Well, it's the truth, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run you through that door, and I ain't gonna charge to fix the hole you're gonna make.
Hey, cool it! Come on! You and your whole family be cooling it outside. You know, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to report you for violation of...
Clause 11?
Go right ahead. And we'll tell the manager how you've been bleeding us.
Who'd believe you? You don't have any proof.
Yeah, well, I don't care, man. Now, if you're gonna report us, report us. If you're gonna evict us, evict us.
Daddy.
Michael, stay out of this. And I got something else to tell you, buffalo butt. This family don't get on their knees to nobody.
Daddy.
Mike, I done told you, now stay out of this. Now, if you're gonna go down to the manager's office, Greasy, slide on down there and report it. Go ahead.
Daddy, I have proof.
Michael, stay out. You got proof?
Yeah.
Proof of what?
Proof that he's been getting things fixed here.
How, baby? How?
Well, the other day when I was here by myself, mm-hmm. Mr. Bookman came by to pick up a few things. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do, so I asked him to sign a receipt, and he did.
What do you mean? It's the silly baseball card. I was only going along with the kid. Hey, you didn't keep it, did you, little fella?
I sure did, Mr. Buffalo.
Bookman! Bookman!
Here, Daddy.
I'll take that, Hawks. Receive two kettles and an electric blanket. Signed, Mr. Bookman.
Well, how does that grab you, Mr. Bookman?
Well, clause 11 ain't the only clause ever. Hey, look, Evans, why don't you close your business? I'll close mine. We'll have like a Mexican standoff. Olé!
All right, I want you to get all the stuff in here that you brought. Take it out of here. You will need a truck to do it.
Sure. Hey, you know me. I don't like to make any trouble, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't want to leave without your TV, do you?
What?
I got it all fixed up and waiting for you.
Hey, I'm not gonna pay for it.
Oh, that's all right. This one's on the house, brother.
Hey, you know you're all right. I'll be back to get the rest of my stuff.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, get out of here.
Thanks, Thelma.
James, how could you be smiling about fixing his TV? And for nothing?
Very simple, baby. That TV ain't gonna work too good without these tubes.